Thank you, boys. Thank you, Lot and Heidi, friends. How are y'all? Yep, you guessed it. It's me again, Jelly Elliott, the old woods rider, and all the knotheads. Friends, we're gathered up here under the big old pine tree again. We're fixing to play a few tunes for you, and we got a few things we want to talk over with you about the woods and the forest and such. So just pull up a chair there and relax, and we'll do our best to play some of these tunes that you've requested. We're going to start off with Bob Hennison here, our hold-down fiddle player. And by the way, Bob is a champion hold-down fiddle player. And he's going to cut loose here. We'll just dedicate this tune to the state of Arkansas. It's called the Arkansas Traveler. Well, thank you, Bob. Thank you a lot there for Arkansas Traveler. Now, friends, I wanted to talk to you a little bit here about carelessness. Just a little about carelessness. I wanted to talk to you about people, how careful some people are, yet at times they're careless. Now, you just stop and think there with me just a minute, and you know yourself. You sitting right there listening to me, you're probably just as careful as you can be, but at times you get careless. And I know of a story of three loggers here, as I was going to tell you about these three loggers. I guess you think I know a lot. Well, I do about the woods because I'm in the woods. Every day I live in the woods. I stay in the woods. And I know of these cases that I tell you about. I know of them happening. This particular case, there were three men there that made their living in the woods. They were loggers. And they caught their rider every morning side of the road, side of the highway. And it come a little cold snap, just a little cold snap, and it was kind of cool this particular morning. So they decided they'd build them a fire. Now, mind you, keep in mind that these three men were grown, intelligent men and made their living in the woods. And they were going to build them a warming fire there. So they cleaned off a big place there where they'd be sure that this fire wouldn't get out. Because, after all, they didn't want the woods to burn over. They were very much against it. Well, after they went to all this trouble to clean off this place to build a fire, then they built their fire right up against a big old dead snag there so that the snag would reflect the heat out against them, which I've seen that happen lots of times. I've even done it myself. Years ago, I've done it myself. Well, they sat around there by the fire and kept warm until their ride come along. But when their ride come along, they knew they didn't have anything to worry about. At least they thought they didn't because they'd cleaned off the ground perfectly all around there, and there wasn't a chance for a spark to get out and get the woods on fire. So they had everything well under control, they thought. So when their ride come along, well, they run out and got in the truck and went on to the woods. And 3 days later, friends, 3 days later, after these fellas had built this fire, well, we got a call on a fire, a woods fire. So we went out there. And that's where it started from. I want to tell you just how it got started and all about it in just a minute. But I guess we better play a tune along about now. So we're going to call Charlie up to the microphone here, Charlie Stuckey. He does a good job on this tune here. And the name of it is, I Made a Mistake.
I made a mistake and I'm sorry. Sorry as sorry can be. I didn't know you were fooling, making believe you love me. You gave all your love to another and left me for somebody new. I made a mistake, and I'm sorry, sorry for me, not for you. teasing. I'd have kept all my love from you. I wouldn't be here alone, grieving, crying my eyes out for you. You gave all your love to another and left me for somebody new. I made a mistake and I'm sorry. Sorry for me, not for you.
Thank you, Charlie, thank you. That's a mighty nice tune. Now, I think I'll just dedicate that tune to these three loggers here that made a mistake. They made a mistake, a bad one. As I told you, they built that fire upside that dead tree, big old snag there, and it never once occurred to them that after they were gone that the tree would burn down, but it did. 3 days later, the tree burned down and fell out in the woods, out where it wasn't cleaned off, and it set the woods on fire. Well, we got a call on this fire. We spotted the fire, the airplane found it, and it was raging. It was really going to town. And we had to send the biggest equipment that the Forester Boys has got out on this particular job because it happened to be in a heavy, dense woods. And we got out there, and it was awful dry at this particular time. It was awful dry, and the woods was really burning. And you know how it is, friends, when it's real dry and been dry for several months or several weeks through the summer, you can take an old rotten, doughty chunk, and it'll burn for 2 or 3 weeks. I'll guarantee you. In fact, it'll just burn on and on and on until it rains and puts it out or until it finally burns up. Well, what happened was we went on this fire, and we got out there, and all we could do was plow a fire lane around it and stop it from spreading or going any further. And that's what we did. We plowed a fire lane around it and stopped it. Well, we went back to investigate to see where this fire originated. And that's where it come from these three boys building a warming fire upside of this old dead tree. Well, that's not the end of that story, friends. It goes on and on. Do you know that, of course, we couldn't put the fire out. Why, it would have taken half the water that was in the ocean, and no way for us to get it up there to put it out. All we could do, as I told you, is plow a fire lane around it and keep it from spreading. Well, several days later, a wind come up and set a new fire. Well, we had to go back to this fire several times before it finally rained and put it out and stopped it. Well, that cost a lot of money. It cost the Forester Boys lots of money. And it cost the taxpayers, it cost the landowners, it cost these boys that was making their living in the woods. It cost them because it injured the timber. And it cost everybody. Everybody loses. When you have a fire in the woods, it don't make any difference who owns the land or who owns the timber. That's beside the point. Everybody loses. I lose, you lose, our kids lose, and everybody loses. You can't win. So that's one of the things that happens through carelessness. Now, these boys, they really thought they were doing the right thing. And in their own heart, they thought they was doing right. But you see, they didn't. They made one little mistake there. As Charlie was singing about, they made a mistake. They shouldn't have ever built that fire up against that dead tree. And I'll tell you, friends, it's a tough job fighting these fires. It really is. Now, on this particular fire, we lost between 600 and 800 acres. Now, imagine that. Just on account of one little mistake these loggers made, where we lost between 600 and 800 acres. I say we because I'm just as much in it as anybody else, and you are too. So, friends, you got to think. Think. That's the thing that folks has got to do, is think. When fire burns, it's just like burning lots of dollar bills. Because it's jobs, and let's be practical about it. Keep fire down. Here we go with the next tune, and I believe Herman's going to be featured on this tune with his little steel guitar. In fact, he's doing that old steel standard, the steel guitar rag. Herman? Thank you. Thank you, Herman. Thank you. I guess that old tune will never get old. This old steel guitar rag. Friends, we've run out of time and we got to go now. We're going to pack up our stick horses and shove on. But I got a thought here that I'd like to leave with you. And it's about a forest fire. It doesn't take much to start it. Some dry grass, a leaf, or a dry twig. One tiny spark, a bit of a breeze, and the little fire grows big. Well, friends, we've certainly enjoyed this little visit with you. And we hope that you'll come out way again sometime. The local announcer will let you know when we'll be back. Friends, don't forget that this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service with the corporation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest fires. Hey, let's go, boys!